This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica records 22% reduction in violent deaths. National Animal Identification and Traceability System officially begins. And Antigua commits to working with Jamaica to increase shipping revenue. The news in detail after the break.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is commending members of the security forces on achieving a 22% reduction in violent deaths as at the beginning of November. Mr. Bunting says recent crime statistics also show a 16% reduction in murders and a 53% reduction in police fatal shootings when compared with the same period last year. He says the decrease in police fatal shootings can be attributed to a heightened level of professionalism adopted by members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
It reflects the efforts, in large part, that the police force have put in to improving the professionalization, the efforts at building partnerships with communities, and I am encouraged that we could be really at a watershed in terms of police civilian relationships.
Mr. Bunting was addressing the launch of the Less Lethal Force Train the Trainer course at the National Police College in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine, late last week. The government's $35 million National Animal Identification and Traceability System, NATES, is now a reality. The system will seek to monitor activities in Jamaica's livestock industry through the tagging of the industry's dairy and beef cattle and the issuing of passports to document the animal's bio and genetic data. Data obtained during the tagging process will facilitate DNA matching and analysis in the event an animal is stolen. The passport will be used to record the transfer of cattle from one owner to another and must accompany the animals when they are being transported. Speaking at the launch, Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer said the initiative will seek to secure high-quality food in safeguarding public health, facilitating trade in food products, and curtailing predial larceny.
Food safety and traceability have largely been driven by the demands of the export market. However, our own consumers deserve nothing less than safe and healthy food.
Initial tagging started with 700 heads of cattle at Minard Estate in Brownstown, St. Anne, with the overall exercise slated for completion over the next 12 months. Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, Gaston Brown, says his country will seek to collaborate with the government of Jamaica to increase the Caribbean region's market share of the lucrative global shipping industry. This through ship registration services. Mr. Brown spoke while on a visit to the offices of the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ, recently. Meanwhile, Director General of the MAJ, Rear Admiral Peter Brady, says Jamaica looks to Antigua and Barbuda for expertise in ship registration, as that country currently holds the number two position in the Caribbean behind the Bahamas. Jamaica has 145 international vessels on its register and 833 domestic vessels. And $120 million is being spent to rehabilitate 26 roadways in the western parishes of Westmorland, Hanover, Trelawney, and St. James. The project falls under the government's multi-billion dollar major infrastructure development program, MIDP, to rehabilitate selected roadways across the island. Community Relations Officer at the National Works Agency, Janelle Ricketts, says work started on a number of roadways last week.
Some of the roadways that are currently receiving attention are sections of the first George's Plain Roadway in central Westmorland, the Mount Peter Roadway in eastern Hanover, the Friendship to Bunkers Hill Roadway in North Trelawney, and the Ramble Hill Roadway in west central St. James. So far, we have completed the patching of the first George's Plain Roadway under this program, and we are continuing with others such as Church Lincoln, also in Westmorland.
Ms. Ricketts was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. The project is being carried out under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP component of the MIDP. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.